Welcome to Postcard Pretty, travel stories and musings about the Philippines and the world. This pandemic has unleashed my inner grouch. I recall the simpler times when everyone's hoarding toilet paper during the start of the lockdown. That was March of 2020. By May 2020, buying trends have changed drastically, and it seems like everyone's hoarding flour now. Day 40 of lockdown, and people are now seeking comfort in baking focaccia and banana bread. Also, by day 40, I'm pleased to report a significant drop in workout videos in my stories feed. I could not stand quarantine overachievers. I could not stand people who are being productive during this time. Why are they doing daily push-ups or enrolling online classes, doing meditation or taking up calligraphy? The nerve. People are bettering themselves while here I am just doing my bare minimum to get through the day. It's not that I haven't been trying. I've tried to eat healthy, be consistent in the mat, and boom.
A signature sign-off line and a few pieces.
More bad news. Further extension of the lockdown. I console myself by eating a whole tub of ice cream and staying in bed 12 hours a day. In a week, I will get better. But more bad news will come, and more extension of the lockdown. The cycle repeats again. It's a vicious cycle, and my inner grudge is taking over as Season 3 of Enhanced Community Quarantine unfolds. I've come to loathe the C-word and refuse to say it now in my conversations or my writing, partly because of media overkill, but mostly because I've gotten sick of it, although not literally. I've trained myself to use other words instead, the virus or the pandemic in its place. I've also consciously did a self-ban on other related words that have expanded into our vocabulary since the pandemic. Social distancing, self-isolation, quarantine, flatten the curve, and the new normal. Usually, I don't think I'm a horrible person, albeit a bit passive-aggressive one. I'm normally very optimistic about things. But it's day 40 and I've officially reached the peak of the irritation phase. We are continually exposed still to uncertain and often contradicting news and conspiracies. Whole governments are lifting our spirits up and then letting us down again, and now resorting to gaslighting. It is natural for humans to fear the unknown and hate having no sense of control. Irritability is a defense mechanism, our fight in the fight or flight survival mode. To make sense of this VUCA world, many of us resort to venting, ranting, and lashing out. Turns out, venting to others is a coping skill, and it reduces our intensity and it soothes our feelings. And when we hear others vent, we also learn that we are not alone in this. It confirms that we are not alone in these new and perplexing feelings. Venting should not form into a habit, though. It will be unfair to your friends, passing on the burden to their sanity. At the end of the day, it doesn't solve things. And you know what they say, you need to focus on what you can control. So how do you cope with irritability during the lockdown? The pandemic has affected us all profoundly. This could forever change how we work, how we exercise, how we travel, and of course, how we eat out. I myself have quickly learned the art of dining in and have become the most ardent supporter of my friends' budding home businesses, ordering homemade lemon cakes and chocolate chip cookies and cheesecake bars, whatever I can find on my newsfeed. Many of us have made appropriate adjustments to living in this time. We're living in a time of non-dancers dancing and non-cooks cooking. Even my boomer parents have quickly adopted to the millennial way of living, such as remote work, Zoom conferences, and K-drama binges. But how do you avoid the unavoidable streams of anxiety every now and then? Turns out, my overachieving lockdown friends may have been right. Rather than obsess with the news and refresh my Twitter feed every 15 minutes, I give myself a break from all the negativity. Netflix is the most obvious solution, but also try to be productive and do something new, acquire new skills. Regular exercise is good at providing the positive hormones and keeping depression and anxiety at bay, as meditation. You can hit two birds in one stone by practicing yoga. The lockdown is difficult for extroverts especially. They need constant external stimuli and social interaction. So if you are a social person, we all have the great tools such as social media and the internet that our ancestors from the 1918 influenza epidemic didn't have. Maybe you can host Zoom Inuman sessions, Netflix parties, and the like. Don't forget to keep a daily routine. Stay constant with your waking and sleeping schedules. Eat on time. Do hustle work that you've always wanted to do but didn't have the time for the longest time. Know that this too shall pass. Be optimistic that humans are resilient and intelligent, and we will ultimately find a solution and take control of this pandemic. In the meantime, it's best to focus on what we can control. Retreat to the surprisingly soothing act of kneading flour in order to comfort ourselves. Since the city has recently lifted the liquor ban, I'm also guessing that hoarders will switch from baking essentials to hoarding bottles of alcohol very, very soon. Please like, subscribe, and follow Postcard Pretty and continue to listen to wherever you listen to your podcasts. See you soon!